HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for information on Colorado festivals and travel. I've just returned from the Western Slope, and I have to say that we are so lucky to live in such a diverse state. We spent one morning exploring the Colorado National Monument. If you were like me, you probably thought this is a monument of some sort, but it's actually a huge park with canyons and rock formations that rival anything you'll find in Utah. There's a movement to make this a national park, and I would strongly agree with that addition to our national park system. We got out at the visitor center and learned from the friendly park rangers that there were two baby bighorn sheep in the area. We were determined to find them, and after a bit of hiking, we did. The sheep were pretty far away, and we could only see them through binoculars, but it was still very exciting. Colorado National Monument is quite a gem. I highly recommend putting this on your list. It's only 15 minutes outside of Grand Junction. Watch for blog posts and photos from this trip on HeidiTown.com and on HeidiTown on Facebook. The Western Slope has a lot to offer when it comes to festivals, starting in April with the Palisade International Honeybee Festival. This event kicks off a summer of festivals, so keep an eye on visitgrandjunction.com online or on Facebook for more information on everything happening in the area throughout the year. And guess what? One of my favorite holidays is this Sunday. It's St. Patrick's Day, when redheads like me have an excuse to drink whiskey and listen to Irish music. The famous Lucky Joe's St. Patrick's Day Parade is this Saturday, March 16th in downtown Fort Collins. This year's parade marshal will be Dr. Temple Grandin. The fun kicks off at 10 a.m., but get there early because this is one of downtown's most popular events. For parade route and other information, go to downtownfortcollins.com. After the parade, stay in downtown for a great lineup of events in Old Town Square, including traditional Irish music, the U2 tribute band, Guinness, green beer, and more. It will be a great day to be in downtown with the entire family. If you're heading up to the slopes this weekend, most of the resorts have some sort of green fun planned, so wherever you end up, you can raise a pint to good old St. Patrick. I will miss all the festivities in downtown because I'm on my way to Ouray this weekend. It seems that there are an unusual amount of gals named Heidi in Ouray, a town of just 1,000, so all fit right in. We're staying at the historic Wiesbaden Hot Springs Spa and Lodging. We'll be touring Ouray's award-winning museum and even doing a little ice climbing. It will be a weekend to remember in one of Colorado's most beautiful small towns. Follow our adventures on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. If you are on Twitter, follow my hashtag, #VisitUray. It's March, and that means spring break planning is in full gear. Keep an eye on HeidiTown for ideas on where to travel with the family this year. Recently, a citizen of HeidiTown took her girls to Glenwood Springs on my recommendation, and they had a blast. It's a great town if you want to soak, bike or hike, or just sit back and enjoy a beer. If you want to avoid crowds, how about Grand Lake? Read my Winter Weekend in Grand Lake right now on HeidiTown.com. That's all the time I have for this week. I hope you are all staying well and looking forward to a wonderful Colorado spring. As always, join me out there in the world of social media, and perhaps I'll see you online or at a festival near you. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.